Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have two professionals in the studio with us today. We have Sue Beyer and Brandon Beyer, co-owners and agents with Better Buyer Insurance, LLC. Welcome to the studio.
Yeah, thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
So happy to have you both. And I was trying to figure out, I know we've been on social media together, Sue, you and I, for a long time. Yeah. And I know we've had some networking events together, but was it NABO? Was it Seven? Do you remember?
I think it must have been Seven.
With Karen Joseph,
yep.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to place it, yep. And I was hoping that you might remember,
yep.
As well. So
yep.
Great to see you.
Thank
and
you.
So appreciative of the opportunity to really tell your success story. You personally have been in the insurance industry for your career.
1996, I started.
Yeah.
When Brandon was like 4 years old. So it's been a long time. It's something I love. And it's just really funny how I kind of stumbled upon it, you know.
How did you stumble upon it? You didn't wake up, you know, when you were seven going,
no,
I'm going to be
no.
an insurance agent.
You know, I was in retail and I was a retail women's apparel and for many, many years and had two lovely children and decided that I needed more flexibility. So I went to a job fair and it was the last booth in the job fair. And I was with my husband and he was also searching. And I said, I'm going to go talk to American Family Insurance. And he's like, you don't want to sell insurance.
He's pulling you away.
Yeah. And I'm like, why not? I help people every day. It's just about helping people. So.
And you've stuck with that theme the entire time you've been in this career.
Yes. I was with American Family for 17 years, was very successful and built up a great book of business. But I felt we had some differences and it was time for me to venture off on my own. So,
and I know I read that when you were with them, you were really knocking it out of the park. You were
yeah.
really working with long-term clients and mm-hmm. really winning awards and mm-hmm. really people were looking to you for leadership and it was a good fit for a long time.
Yep. Yep.
And then you knew that it was time to shift and offer what was the catalyst, really offering a broader.
Yeah. I was in the Hall of Fame. 10 consecutive years of winning awards
wow.
and trips and life insurance. This is my life insurance ring, you know. So I loved them, but I got to a point where I felt like they changed their direction.
Sure.
And I needed to care more about my insureds. So, you know, I prayed about it and it was the right thing for me to do. It was to leave.
And that's been how many years now that you have been in business for yourself?
5.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And I was very fortunate that my son was going to ASU and was willing to take on the journey with me and basically start from the ground up and start over. And it's just been, it's been a blessing.
I love it. So Brandon, welcome to the show.
Yeah,
your
you.
Mom and I could do this all day, but we'll let you get in now and again. Let's hear a little bit about you. You are an ASU grad.
Yep. So I went to ASU. I graduated there and I went for business communication. And in the middle of being in college, my mom, she was American Family and I saw her struggling and that she really wanted to start on her own and give more options to clients. And that's whenever I was actually working at like a Little Caesars Pizza and I was a manager there and I didn't know where I wanted to go and I wanted to help her. And that's where we started together, and I've been there ever since.
I love it.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
You know, one of the reasons why I chose Phoenix Business Radio X and owning a studio, not unsimilar to what you're describing, after, and again, we've known each other for years networking. I've gone through a lot of iterations of my professional life outside of education. I wanted a legacy. I wanted something that if my kids chose to, hint, hint, I'm still holding out for that.
Mm-hmm.
but if they wanted to, one of them could take over the studio.
Sure.
Right? And it was also a business that I could sell at the end of the day if that's what I chose to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in my coaching practice, the way I had built it, I would have, if I walked away, I literally could have just shut the door, walked away, and no one would have cared, right?
Right.
But I love family businesses.
Right.
There's so much, as long as you can find your way through, how do we get through the agitation? How do we get through the frustration? How do we turn it off at the end of the day when we go do a family birthday party or something like that? What is one of the greatest things about working together? Either one of you could speak to that. And I'll also ask on the flip side, what's the hardest thing?
The greatest thing is I get to go on vacation and leave Brandon in charge.
Dun, dun, dun. And we, by the way, we were speaking about that earlier, that you've got a trip coming up with your husband for an anniversary.
Yep, 30 years.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. And Rome and Greece. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. And is this the first time, Brandon, that you'll be left for that period of time in charge, or this is old hat for you?
This is an old hat. She is a vacationaholic. She loves to travel. So I'm always stepping up, but... one of the greatest things working with my mother is I get to follow in her footsteps. So it's great to keep it a family business. And I've been learning a lot from her. So eventually I will take it over. And it's just great to have the support from her.
Yeah, I love that. And certainly with the legacy that she had with the prior company around customer service and care and just really knowing the business so well inside and out, you're learning from one of the best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been hard at times. We bump heads. But...
Thank you for the segue, because I wasn't going to let you off the hook for that. Yeah. So one of the hardest things would be bumping heads and,
It was hard. I was, whenever we did start, I was living at home. So it was hard to work with her and then go home and live with her as well. So it was like a nonstop. So we had to have that break. And I'm thankful that I'm living on my own. It's just awesome now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And you know, I mean, it is hard to be mother, boss, you know. It's also interesting that I've been old school for so many years and Brandon's millennial. So there's a little bit of that difference. So it's good for him to see how mom does the extra steps and stuff like that. So,
and you both play a slightly different role in the company. Certainly behind the scenes, you mentioned early on before we went on air that Brandon is kind of the tech guy, right? Speaking to that younger generation, because back in the day,
right,
we didn't have our entire computer and life in our hand, right?
Right. I was writing paper apps back in the day.
Right. And I was typing on a computer or a typewriter to hand out my ditto sheet when I was back teaching back in the day. So, you enjoy the technology end of things, and are you kind of the one who keeps up on trends and what's happening next as it relates to how to automate everything and bring things to your clients?
Yeah, I do. And it's been a challenge trying to teach a cat new tricks, but definitely it's been good that we've kind of built off each other, and she's teaching me things and I'm teaching her things how to become more digital and more efficient that way.
Very good.
Lucky for him, Karen, he didn't say an old dog.
I was pleased. It sounded so slick, teaching an old cat.
I didn't say old.
No, you didn't say old cat, but you said a cat.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I smiled. I stuck the word in old. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I love it. And then your role, you both do sales though. Am I right?
Right.
So you both work with clients. All your clients are familiar with both of you.
Yes. Yeah. We're both licensed. So yeah, either one of us works.
Yeah. Do you, either of you have specialties as far as the products that you represent?
The life insurance commercial. I'm the good one to talk about coverages and understanding what you need and why you need it.
So let's back up, because I jumped in just to really get to know each of you, both collectively and individually. But let's talk about Better Buyer Insurance LLC and who you are. You're an independent insurance agency, right? And what that means is that you provide auto and home, business, and life insurance. Am I right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So really, the whole gamut.
Right. Really, the only thing we really don't like to do is health insurance. Mm-hmm. I'm licensed to do health insurance, and I could do med sups. I like to do those. But health insurance, you don't want to be a master of everything. You know, there's so many intricate. Let the specialists do that one.
And it really is. There is a specialty and a little finesse to that, isn't there?
Right. Right.
Especially these last
five or six
years.
Yeah. Sure.
Good. So commercial property insurance, and what kind of products are we talking about when it's a business? Is it?
General liability, workers' comp, commercial auto, fleet insurance.
Okay.
Key person insurance, business life insurance.
Again, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah. And we're all about just giving you everything you need. And if we can't, we're willing to refer it out to someone that we know and trust. And we also have things on our website that are just very easy for you to do on your own, like Mexico insurance. Mexico insurance.
The travel insurance?
Sure. Like if you're going down to Rocky Point, you know, why buy it at the border when you could go online and get it and see all your options, you know?
Yeah. So as a broker, for again, our listeners who may not be familiar with insurance, it just means that you have relationships with several different companies and you're listening to your clientele to find the right fit.
Right. Right.
Right. So being a broker, we have actually over 20 different companies that we represent. So we're not tied to just one company. We're able to shop it through and find the right fit for someone, because insurance company A might be a good fit for you, but insurance company B is probably a better fit for someone else. So we're able to kind of cater companies towards people.
Is it like cell phone service and something like even satellite or whatever, where I know I've read and have had it recommended that every so many years that I kind of go in and refresh and see if there is a better opportunity out there. Would you recommend that with the variety of insurances that we have to have as well?
I would say that, you know, having been in the industry for 24 years, that loyalty isn't paid anymore. And so staying with a company, you know, like one of the major players, you know, a new customer could come in at a much lower rate and you've been there for, you know, 15 years. So it is, I don't think you have to shop it every 6 months or annually, but you know, if your rates increase more than 10%, then yeah, you should ask us to shop it. And we're more than happy to do that.
Another benefit of working with you as brokers, because it doesn't mean I'm leaving you in our relationship.
Right.
It means that I'm trusting you to take care of answering questions when I need them, but also helping me find the right fit if things aren't still in my favor when we first made that decision to go with a company.
Right. You're a client of Better Buyer Insurance and we're able to place you with all these other companies. So definitely you'll always stay with us, but we'll find the best fit for you.
Mm-hmm. And that is the thing, you know, I had a client the other day say to me like, oh, there's some bad reviews out on this company and stuff. And I'm like, but you know, the good people aren't going, oh, I love my insurance, right?
Right.
But because it's the necessary evil. But I mean, really, we are there for you. So when you have a problem with the company, we're going to take care of it, you mm-hmm. know. And when your rates go up, we're going to help you find another option. But we're able to call the companies direct and you know, the claims adjusters and be there for you. So right.
Like we like to say, we don't represent the company. We represent you.
Yeah very mm-hmm. important. I'm daydreaming about my two 20-year-olds. I have a 24-year-old, 22-year-old, and then I've got Ivan, who's 11. And I can only imagine what insurance is going to cost for him when he starts driving, 5 years from now? And I remember just taking a big, deep breath when we were getting ready to have Grady and Maddie insured. Tell me a little bit about teen drivers. Are there any little tips and tricks or things we need to be aware of and any new expectations out there for parents who are getting ready to work with their teen driver?
Well, I think the biggest discount is good student. So making sure that they're 3.0 is important to insurance. You know, lots of people say, what about teen driving classes and stuff? Not every insurance will reward for that. But we as parents, it's frustrating to work with our children. So letting someone else work with them is probably a good idea.
It was for me. I remember that.
Yeah. Sometimes they think they know it all, right?
Yes. Yeah, I remember with one of my kids, I won't mention which one, but we hadn't even gotten out of the neighborhood yet. And I'm giving instruction and not listening. I'm like, pull the car over, get out, I'm driving. And we pulled, whipped around, went back home. And that's when I signed us up for a class to make sure that they got what they needed.
Yep.
Yeah. So you mentioned good student discounts, right? Or the rates. And then, of course, a decent driving record, right? So I don't know what the statistics are, and maybe you can share them with me, but I know they have them. The percentage of accidents that happen between the age of like 16 and I don't know what it is. Do you know offhand what those stats are? Because I know that's the time that we're getting an accident, when we're the new
mm-hmm.
driver.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to not only have the great grades for our kids, but we also want to make sure that they're not getting into an accident.
Right. And it's important really as parents to have the right coverage, the proper coverage, to have, you know, $100, $300, and $1 million umbrella, because you have inexperienced drivers driving in your household and you don't want to lose everything because they made a mistake.
And is liability, is it called liability when that's the least amount of insurance that you can have?
Yes. The liability limit is what's protecting you
right.
for the people that you hit.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my goodness, so much to think about. I'm glad I've got a little reprieve now.
That's the thing is that lots of people think that they could just call, you know, one of the 1-800 number companies and do it on their own. But do they really know what they have and why they have it? I mean, that's what Better Buyer is all about, is really educating the customers, because that is my background, is a teaching degree. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was in marketing education. I did the DECA program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I do like to help people and just make sure they understand, you know, what we're doing. We're not just really trying to get you the cheapest insurance. I mean, that's not what we're about. We're about the right price for the right coverage. Mm-hmm. So
that makes sense. Any more to our point about technology and having so many things automated, I could make a decision to shift insurance and do it all online within, sure. you know, I don't know how long. For sure. me, it would take a little longer than somebody else maybe.
Sure.
But one of your invitations for people to consider is that when you do it online and you just go through an 800 number or something, you know, either online, of course, or mm-hmm. calling a number to take care of that, some of our ads on TV, mm-hmm. you are likely not going to get that high touch mm-hmm. and somebody on the other end who's consistently going to be there supporting you and helping you make decisions, right? It might be somebody different every single time.
Right.
Or even never have a touch point with someone on the other end.
And I had a customer, you know, that had been with me for, you know, 17 years with American Family, and some of the carriers, you can call them direct and get a price, and then you can call me and get a price with, like, let's say Hartford. We're AARP representatives for Hartford, or Progressive. You can go direct or you could go through us. But she said, how come it was a different price? And I said, well, did they have this coverage? And she's like, no. And I go, well, you would want that, right? And she's like, yeah. And I go, did they have this coverage? And she's like, no. And I'm like, that's why. Because you're dealing with the 1-800 person that doesn't know or care about you. They just want the sale. And we care about every customer.
And there's so many moving parts to insurance. I find it very frustrating to try to navigate it, even with great help. Right. So it's nice to have people like you who are there to just, you know, educate, go through that educational approach. Versus just, you know, here are your options and get back with me when you're making mm-hmm. that decision.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that is my tagline, be a better buyer with Sue Buyer.
Love it. I'm curious, how did you come up with the name then, Better Buyer?
So when I was American Family, I used to use that as my tagline, be a better buyer with Sue Buyer. I'm here to educate you with your coverages and help you to understand what you have and why you have it. And so It was all a God thing that Better Buyer Insurance came about. And
just stuck.
Yeah. And Brett and I worked on the design together it was the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our logo is actually a puzzle piece because insurance can be puzzling and we're here to help you and we want to educate you and fit the right pieces for you.
I love it. It's a puzzle piece in the shape of a house. So it really speaks to that, right. that home and that relationship and caring about others.
Right.
And then, of course, the matrix inside it, the puzzle pieces. Mm-hmm. It really is a brilliant logo. Great job on that. Are there still benefits to bundle and doing things under an umbrella? Can you speak to that a little bit?
At times, there are opportunities to have it separate, but there are discounts involved in having it with the same company. So it is better to put everything under one company.
Again, if they're offering the right packages and the right offers.
Right. But as a broker, we can piecemeal. I mean, you know, if somebody's home really doesn't qualify with this company, then we could put it with another company and we could go to a standalone umbrella too. So we're all about options.
And what does it mean, captive? What does captive mean versus like a brokerage?
So captive is like your American Family, your Allstate, your Farmers.
Okay.
They can only sell one product
Got
and
it.
Have to hold allegiance to that company. So they might say that's the best company. but we are truly independent. We don't have a quota for any company, so we don't have to push you towards one company to meet our quota or anything like that. We really are going to do what is best for you.
And how does that conversation start? So if one of our listeners is curious and they you know, they're not sure though, they've been with their same insurance provider or broker forever, and but they want to reach out. Does it start with just a conversation? Is there an assessment? What does that look like or feel like when getting to work with you?
We basically want to see where have you been, you know, who and what kind of coverages you've had. And then we want to review if those are good coverages or not, or was that just the recommendation of the person that you entrusted? And then, you know, again, sometimes, you know, we're really about like, we really think this is the best fit for you. And we really like the companies that we represent. They're all A-rated companies. They don't do a whole bunch of advertising. They don't spend all their money in advertising or agent trips or agent rings or
even though you have your beautiful ring on your finger from days gone by.
Yeah.
That's so good. But they're humble about their practice and that what they provide, and they provide great service, which is why you're connected with them.
Right. And we can pick up the phone and talk to an underwriter, and I'm on LinkedIn with some of the VPs of some of the companies, and you know, it just really feels like they all care about us, and all the money's not going to advertising.
Love that. So. I mentioned at the top of the show that one of our sponsors is Conscious Capitalism of Arizona, and it's this, you know, international movement around capitalism as a force for good, right? So started, you know, back in the day with Whole Foods and Home Depot. Business owners with large enterprises who found a way to really provide great value to all the stakeholders, the employees, the vendors, the customers, the neighbors, you know, everybody. And when we go into business for ourselves, we do it because we're oftentimes passionate about what product or service we provide. And we also want to make a change, right? We spoke to Legacy at the beginning of the show when we introduced Brandon as well. It's neat to hear you talk about these relationships that you have, not only with your clients, but also on the other side of things, the providers for these products that you have. Mm-hmm. That's what I really believe in. And that's one of the reasons why we do Phoenix Business Radio, is because we want to make sure that it can always be a win-win. If you're looking for the win-win in a situation, you're going to find it. Doesn't mean it's always roses and lollipops, but most of the time we can find a way that everybody can walk away at least satisfied.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it. I asked Sue if you woke up one day and knew you were going to be an insurance agent when you were in elementary school. At what point, and I think you already described it, was it ASU midway through the program that you and your mom looked at each other and went, you know what, this might be what I'm going to do? Or did you know going into ASU that you wanted to be involved in a business with your mom and insurance specifically?
I grew up whenever she was with American Family, and I loved the way that she worked, and I got to see, I'd come into work with her all the time and I'd see her work, and it did look like a career that I'd want to get into. So just following in her footsteps was something that I wanted to do.
And how much of what you learned or remember from business school at ASU, and was it W.P. Carey, right? With the business and communication?
Right.
Yeah. It's where both my kids graduated as well. Any of that, like you or maybe your mom could speak to this, you've brought into the business that you're like, wow, I really, I'm so grateful I have this degree with this experience because this is how I'm applying it. Is it that visual for you? Can
right.
you speak to that?
Communication has really helped me, actually. I was, if you could believe it, I was a really shy kid.
Really?
Never wanted to strike up conversations, and you'd have to really poke at me. But after graduating and now being in this field, I'm able to talk to clients, and I'm way more comfortable now.
I would never have known that about you walking in a meeting you just, you know, less than an hour ago. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, one of the benefits of Brandon being in the communications is he developed a welcome packet for our insureds just to learn a little bit more about us and who we are and what else we can do for them. And that was just a great asset from Brandon.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Putting people right at ease right from the beginning and letting them know a little bit about you and how you function.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah. Great. Any stories that either of you can share, and you don't, of course, we don't have to mention names or products, but what any of those like feel good stories where someone had to really utilize a policy because, you know, things went wacky or something catastrophic happened and you felt really great about how you were able to help them.
Yeah, I think Sue in her career, she said she's had, what was it, like four or five umbrellas pay out? So $1 million.
$1 million over and above their base limit of 250, 500, or 300,000.
And they've got to be coming to you saying, thank you.
Right. Yeah. A couple of them actually come to us without umbrellas. So being able to sell that to them and tell them about the coverages about it and really seeing how they benefited from it.
Yeah. Because accidents happen. That's what they are. And some of them, the severity has really went up. I mean, you know, the one that paid out $1 million, three teenagers were really hurt, you know, and permanent scars. So,
yeah, you know. Not only the physical scars, but the emotional and all the everything that happens in between. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great work that you're doing. Insurance isn't always a fun topic to talk about, right? So when you said at the beginning of the show that this is just what you love and your sweet story about being at the, I think it was a job fair, right?
Yeah, job fair.
and your husband pulling you away, you're like, why not? I help people every day. Yeah. Why not insurance? And what a great perspective. That's who we need on the other side of the conversation for us as we're making these decisions.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit, and I'm not trying to pigeonhole anybody, but is there like a specific client that you enjoy working the most with, or you found when you look at your portfolio of clients, you're like, gosh, we tend to work with this persona, this, you know, type of family or person. Is it a business owner? Is it somebody? Tell us a little bit about the right client for you, if there is such a thing.
Actually, any client is good for us, but I mean, we do find the clients that have the house and, you know, 2-3 cars and that understand the importance of an umbrella and life insurance, or the commercial client that has a commercial business and work comp and fleet vehicles.
Okay, so could be a business owner, but certainly a savvy person who owns their own home and understands the value of good quality insurance and the right policies. You mentioned life insurance. Can we talk about that for a couple minutes? Mm-hmm. I think it's such a quandary for people, right? I mean, insurance is just that, you know, in case something happens. Life insurance, we're all going to die at some point, but we never see that's right in front of us. Well, you know, and so how do you have that conversation with people, encouraging, again, the right policy? And can you speak to some of the trends that you're seeing that are very positive towards life insurance?
Having done it for 24 years, I mean, definitely times have changed. And I think one of the best trend that we're seeing is for our age, you know, is the long-term care being added right into the life insurance. So you have the option to use it as death benefit or long-term care. So
it works as both.
It works as both. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I bought long-term care way back, 16 years ago. And, you know, it's a product that has went up over time and it's not anything you can get out of because you've been in it for so long. And you know, that's the thing with life insurance. It's a set premium. So for the life of the policy.
To your benefit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Get it while you're young. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper.
And, you know, I think that it touched me very early in my career, which is why I was so successful with it, is that I watched a mother pull out of our street and make a left-hand turn, and her child unbuckled his seatbelt, and out he went, and she ran him over.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And with a mother of 4 and 5 years old, I thought, you know, you don't need it to replace that child's life, because God forbid, if you had to bury him, you could come up with the money. But would you want to be doing a car wash or anything like that? No. But would you be able to go to work tomorrow?
You can't. I mean, how do you?
How do you do
how that? Do you pick up and move on after something like that, and to have the extra burden of finances on top of that has got to be even more devastating.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mentioned Mexico insurance, and you're preparing a trip. There's just travel insurance.
Sure.
And is there a specific Mexico policies?
There is.
Yeah.
And most of your auto policies do not cover you when you cross the border to Rocky Point. And so you can buy it down on the border, but then do you know what you're getting? again, you're at the person's mercy of who's selling it. And you can go online right on our website and be able to see, oh, this company includes this and this company includes everything. And you have the choice to buy, and there are a couple dollars difference in premium. And, you know, if you go down to Mexico and you don't have insurance, you can find yourself in jail from somebody who maybe hit you that didn't have insurance and it wasn't even your fault. So, yeah. And
protect yourself.
And protect.
And really, the cost is, again,
minimal compared
to the damages that can happen if something goes haywire.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. You don't want to be caught down there without it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have not been to Rocky Point in years. My husband is very U.S. bound and stakes a claim here with the American flag and says, I'm not going anywhere. And years ago, when I was previously married, we spent a lot of time in Rocky Point. Right. I know it's grown. Have you been there recently? It's grown immensely.
Yeah.
I mean,
my husband doesn't like to go there
either. Yeah.
No.
You and I will need to plan a trip. Yeah. We'll go down by ourselves and I know where to get the insurance.
I love it. I love going to Puerto Vallarta.
You and I both love the beach and being near water.
Yeah. And it's such a great place that's so close to us. You know, I mean, there's lots of people that have condos and lots of people have found it safe and not a problem.
Yep.
So,
I know people on either sides of those experiences.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Is there anything I haven't thought to ask about the products and the companies that you work with and that you represent that would be important for our listeners who are just now for the first time getting to know you?
I think some of the unique things that we offer are some companies that, because they don't put all their money into advertising, they're adding extra things in that other companies aren't. So being from a captive side, I had seen over the years the policies being stripped down. And that's opposite on the independent side. They're beefing up their policies and adding water seepage coverage and key fob coverage. I mean, we're in the age of technology and we all have those new cars with those $500 keys and there's coverage for that.
Oh my gosh.
Not with every company.
That's so good to know.
Yeah. And tire protection.
And water seepage.
Yeah.
For homes.
For home when you have a pipe break and you didn't realize it was going on for a long time. And then the claims adjuster might say, well, that's been going on for a long time. It's not covered. You know, and we have companies.
There are some companies that have this as another offer.
Yeah. And that's what we're about, is knowing the product and the coverages and really saying this is the right company because of what they're offering.
Yeah, and not sacrificing on customer value and client value for just getting the word out to massive amounts of people is what I hear you saying.
Right. And people, you know, in the home, your home is your biggest asset. So do you really want to go the cheapest? Sometimes I hear people like homeowners for $350. I'm like, what?
And so what exactly is that covering?
Yeah.
Besides the front doorknob.
Yeah. And what kind of deductible are you having there? So it's about educating the customer.
Brandon, anything that you can think of that we hadn't thought to?
Yeah. Most of the listeners have probably heard of a lot of auto insurance companies going more digital and starting to become more into like plug-in devices. Like we've probably all heard of Progressive. They have a snapshot that you plug into your car and it basically tracks your driving. And there's new companies out like Root Insurance. And basically all these companies, they're coming in more digital and they want to give you a discount based on good driving habits and how much if you're driving late at night or if you're braking really hard, if you're always in traffic or if you're speeding. And actually, we'll see more commercial companies probably coming in with this and being able to offer it to employees where they could track their employees on where they're driving to and seeing if they're really going to their service calls or not.
Interesting.
Definitely.
Is there a name for what this technology is? I mean, it's obviously a tracker, but...
Well, each company
has its own little name for it.
Like he said, Snapshot, and then another company has Right Track.
Okay.
And it's telematics.
Yeah. Telematics.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So if you're a decent driver, it behooves you to connect with a company that's going to provide this app or this whatever plug-in.
Sure.
If you're not a great driver.
Probably not for you.
But I can see from the commercial side, from the employer side.
Right.
And when I've got a fleet. And I'm, and I, you see the trucks, of course, and the cars all the time with a, hey, you know, tell me how I'm driving kind of a thing.
Exactly.
It makes sense. In fact, I remember coming down I-10. It's been, I think, one of the first months that I was here at this particular studio a year ago in June. There was a truck with a, you know, here's our 800 number to call if I'm not driving safe. And this guy was kind of taunting and really harassing this sedan. And I took note, and I'm not a great memorizing phone numbers, but I took note. I memorized by the time I got to the studio, I called, and I was shaking and nervous, and, you know, and I just said, hey, you know, not okay. And I remember the truck number, but...
Last thing an employer wants is their employee to make them look bad. Definitely this is something that could help out.
And on the employer side, right, if we've got something like this where the insurance company is rewarding us with discounts for great drivers, safe drivers, that sort of thing, and getting to where we need to go, of course, then as an employer, I can also incentivize and I can gamify my opportunities for my employees and make it a rewarding thing so that everyone's inspired and motivated to continue to do what they're supposed to be doing.
Definitely. You could even have parents use it and reward their kids for safe driving.
And you know what? One thing that came to my mind when you were talking was about us. We're all about asking the right questions, but also you have to be educated as a consumer on what you can do with your policy and what you can't. And, you know, letting little Johnny go do pizza delivery with your car is a no-no because lots of policies won't cover delivery.
Or Lyft or Uber.
Yes. And there are special endorsements to have on your policy to be able to do that. And so making sure that you know what your coverage does and doesn't do for you is important.
Right. There's a lot of things nowadays that are pretty new, like Uber and Lyft. And a lot of people aren't educated on if their insurance really covers them for that. So there's special endorsements you have to add on to your policy to make sure you're covered for that in-between window whenever you're picking up someone. And definitely there's other things like VRBOs or Airbnbs, maybe if you're renting out your house like that. A lot of people just think they have the homeowner's insurance that'll cover them, but that's specifically excluded on a lot of homeowner's policies.
And it's not necessarily pure renter's policy either.
Right.
It's kind of a unique hybrid.
And we're even seeing people with rental properties going into like group homes and starting that kind of a business and thinking it's okay just to have a rental property. And they don't understand that business use in your home. Even if you're a chiropractor working out of your home or doing some home business, you need to acknowledge your insurance and ask if there's coverage because none of us are going to read that 64-page policy.
Well, none of us are, except you're going to read it for me.
Exactly.
and have, obviously, an entire career with a love for doing this so that you can help me make the right choice and point me in the right direction of what aspects of this I need to be reading. You know,
and, you know, that's my job. My job is to ask you questions and to get all the information. I actually had one client call in and asked her a whole bunch of questions, and she thought I was being really nosy and what was that my business, and I said, I need to protect you. That's my job.
It is your job. So, and I love too that you've also given us ownership to saying that we need to make sure we're asking the right set of questions too, so that, you know, we're not putting it completely on our insurance broker.
We
want to make sure that who we are working with is savvy has been around the block and knows what they're offering and how things are changing in the law. Yeah, we've just really, I mean, I'm glad I asked that question, because technology has shifted, but so has how we function in our homes from the, you know, Airbnb and the way that we are, the ride share and the,
Uber,
so many different, all these different things that we've opened ourselves up to, which is great, but we've got to have the coverage.
Definitely.
And plus we're the capital of small businesses. So how many people throw a sign on their car and think it's okay and don't even ask their insurance?
Really?
Is it okay to do Mary Kay delivery?
Yeah.
That's kind of a delivery. I mean, depends on what you're doing.
And depends on your policy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So how do our listeners get a hold of you? Where do we find you?
We're in Gilbert, but we're able to service all of Arizona, just Arizona. And our phone number is 480-507-5191. They can reach us through Facebook, Better Buy Your Insurance. We also have a website, betterbuyyourinsurance.com. And, you know, it's a Buyer is spelled B-U-Y-E-R and Sue Buyer is B-E-Y-E-R.
And Brandon Buyer is B-E-Y-E-R.
So it's Be a Better Buyer.
I love that. How and if you weren't going to spell it, I was going to do it for you. So Better Buyer, B-U-Y-E-R. I am the buyer and you are Sue and Brandon Buyer, B-E-Y-E-R. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. When this is a podcast replay, of course, we'll have everything written out as well with your company description and hashtags and links to everything, as well as your biography so that people can, again, get to know you forever and ever and ever. This has been great. So much fun to see you again and to meet Brandon and really have a conversation around the importance of working with the right insurance team. It certainly sounds like you guys are doing a great job serving your clients.
And it's just been so fun to just share, you know, because that's all we really want to do is help people.
I bet you guys have a big group of folks who are who refer you, right?
We
do. if they've been with you for as long as they have, and they've got somebody new to the area or a family member who's had a situation, they're like, "I told you to be with Sue so long ago."
Yes, definitely. We love our clients.
Yes. Good. Yes. Well, very good. Thank you guys both again for being here on this wet and rainy day, which is unusual for us in the Metro Phoenix area. But again, we have really enjoyed having an opportunity to shine the spotlight in your direction and sharing the good work that you two are up to. So thanks again for being here.
Thank you so much.
You bet. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.